a word for you from Luke chapter 1 verse 17. And he will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready for the Lord a people prepared. Well, here the angel of God is announcing these glad tidings to one man. And it is amazing that God should choose this humble priest to hear the good news about John and the Savior. And Zechariah, though, was very troubled by all this. He was afraid. And then the angel then goes into detail, saying, "Your prayers have been heard. God has not forgotten what you and Elizabeth prayed many decades ago. And so Elizabeth will bear you a son. You shall call his name John. There will be joy and gladness about his birth." And here now it is a fulfillment of what God had said, for God will never allow what he has said to become void. And so John here is anointed by God, and here Zacharias hears the news that John will go before God in the spirit and the power of Elijah, turning the hearts of the fathers to the children. Well, what an amazing thing. We would expect something else of Elijah, the spirit and power of Elijah, but there's a direct connection to families, fathers, children. It is the fulfillment of the last time God spoke at the end of Malachi chapter 4 verse 6. It says, "And he will turn the hearts of fathers to their children and the hearts of children to their fathers." And here, just a few seconds into the announcement of John and the Savior, we are told that John is the one. He will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah. And this is what he will do, restoring children to their fathers and fathers to their children. In our country, how many absconded fathers aren't there? How many children are there who've run away, deserted their homes? Broken families are a sign of God being excluded. And fathers who don't have a heart for their children are those who still need to meet with the spirit and power of Elijah, which brings about repentance. We need it so much in our country. Fathers to return to their duty of their family, to love their children, children to love their parents. And it speaks here about disobedience. In the first place, obedience to God means obedience to parents. It means restored families.